topic today is top 10 football players in history. Just so you know, guys, we are going to be going through different topics. Like, each episode has its topic, but, like, there's going to be topics within that kind of... It's like kind of like a short season. So our first few episodes are going to be about sports, and then we're going to go into a different topic to do episodes about. So stay tuned. Let's get started with the list. So, number one is Tom Brady. Tom Brady has had a record of 207 wins to 60 losses, with 6,000 of 9,000 passes completed, and has thrown for 70,000 yards. He's thrown, on average, 262 yards a game, three Pro Bowls, three MVPs, six championships, 507 touchdowns, and 171 interceptions. Tom Brady is said to be the best quarterback of all time, and sits with six Super Bowl rings. More could even be on the way. He has over 60,000 passing yards, and is closing in on 500 passing touchdowns. Brady will also go down as one of the best late-round picks in NFL draft history, because he was actually drafted in the 6th or 7th round. The number 2 on my list is Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice has had 1,549 receptions with a 624 catch percentage and 22,895 yards, which is a record. He has had 14 reception yards, 75 yards a game, 197 touchdowns, no MVPs, 3 championships, and 10 All-Pros. Pro Bowls. Jerry Rice is a 10-time All-Pro and won 3 Super Bowls. He leads just about everything you could ask for in terms of wide receiving. There is a reason why Rice is considered the GOAT. He was Offensive Player of the Year twice and went to 13 Pro Bowls. With a number 3 on my list, it is going to be... Drumroll, please. I'm actually... This might surprise you all, but I'm going with... Drumroll, please. I'm going with Barry Sanders. Yeah, Barry Sanders. He has 3,000 rush attempts for 15,000 rush yards, 99 rush TDs, 5 yards a rush, 99 rush yards a game, 352 receptions for 3,000 receiving yards, 10 TDs, with 6 Pro Bowls, 0 championships, sadly, and 1 MVP. Now, Barry Sanders retired prematurely and would have climbed even higher on the leaderboards. He finished with over 15,000 rush yards and had 99 touchdowns. Sanders finished with an MVP trophy and an Offensive Player of the Year twice. Now, I was really thinking about doing, like, maybe Jim Brown or Emmitt Smith here. Maybe Walter Payton. A lot of these guys are running backs. Or maybe I could do someone like Peyton Manning. So this one was incredibly hard for me at the number 3 pick, but in the end it all came down to Barry Sanders. So that was number 3 on my list, and yeah. With the number 4 on my list, I am picking, drumroll please, Jim Brown. Jim Brown has had 2,359 rush attempts, 12,000 rush yards, 106 touchdowns, 104 yards a game, along with 262 receptions for 2,499 reception yards and 20 reception TDs. With 8 All-Pro Pro Bowls and 3 MVPs with 1 championship. Jim Brown played just 9 seasons in the NFL, which is about the standard for running backs these days. But back in the late 50s and early 60s, Brown was a force. He finished with over 12,000 rushing yards and had 106 rushing touchdowns. Brown rushed for 5.2 yards per carry. So, yeah, that's the number 4 on my list. Read the screen. With the number 4 on my list, I am picking, this might surprise you all, drum roll please, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has had a record of 186 wins to 79 losses, along with 9,380 pass attempts where 6,125 of them were completed, along with his 71,940 passing yards. 270 passing yards a game with his 539 touchdowns and 251 interceptions. With his 2 championships, 5 MVPs, and 7 Pro Bowls, Peyton Manning is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Peyton Manning has over 500 passing touchdowns in his career and over 70,000 passing yards. His playoff potential was hindered by some better teams, but his play on the field certainly puts him inside the top 10 of all time. Another Super Bowl or two, he would be pushing up higher on the list.
Talking trivia, talking trivia. Oh, talking trivia. I love talking trivia.
So guys, the Tati trivia of this episode is, what is the most commonly eaten bread in the country of Israel? Now, with the number 6 on my list, I pick the one and only Randy Moss. Randy Moss has 982 receptions, with a 564 pass catch percentage and 15,292 yards, along with 15.6 yards of reception. He has 70 yards a game with 156 touchdowns, 4 Pro Bowls, 0 MVPs, and 0 championships. Randy Moss might be the most dominant player in NFL history on the offensive side. He finished with over 15,000 yards and over 150 touchdowns. He also had 23 touchdowns in New England, which hands down was the best quarterback wide receiver season I have ever seen with Brady. Moss crushed on every level. Now, with the number 7 on my list, I have, drumroll please, Joe Montana, who has 117 wins along with 47 losses, with 5,391 pass attempts and 3,409 completions, along with 40,551 yards, 211 yards a game, 273 touchdowns, and 139 interceptions, 3 Pro Bowls, 2 MVPs, and 4 championships. Joe Montana has 4 Super Bowl titles to his name and has over 40,000 passing yards. He went 117-47 during his team and was undefeated in those Super Bowls. Montana was Player of the Year in 1989. Montana is labeled as one of the best quarterbacks to play the game and is, despite the big numbers. Taylor. It does not say his stats since he goes way back, except that he had 132 sacks and had 9 interceptions, 11 fumble returns, with 2 touchdowns, 8 all pros, 1 MVP in the championships. Lawrence Taylor goes down as one of the top defensive players to play the game. He won 2 Super Bowls and also a league MVP award. This goes along with 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards with over 100 sacks Taylor, what's your worst nightmare as a quarterback? Number 9. With the number 9 on our list, we have nobody other than the famous Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith has 4,409 rush attempts, along with 18,355 rush yards, 164 rush touchdowns, and 4.2 yards a rush. 81 rush yards again with 515 receptions, 3,224 reception yards, and 11 reception touchdowns. The All-Pros are 4, 1 MVP, and 3 championships. Nobody is close to breaking Emmitt Smith's all-time yardage record, and he also leads all-time rushing touchdowns. Tough to see these records go down as he churned out a strong career. He had 3 Super Bowls, and that 1995 season was iconic with 25 touchdowns. With the number 10 on our list, there is so many people we could go with, but we went, or at least I went with, Walter Payton. With his 3,838 rush attempts, 16,726 rush yards, 110 rush TDs, 4.4 rush yards a game, 80 rush yards on average, 88 rush yards a game, 492 receptions, 4,538 reception yards, 15 reception TDs, 5 All-Pro, 1 championship, and 1 MVP. Walter Payton was a workhorse and had most of his career nearing the 300 rush attempt mark or over. Payton is currently 4th in rushing touchdowns and 2nd in rushing yards all time. He went to 9 Pro Bowls and was an easy Hall of Famer. Also, one last thing, I would like to thank lineups.com for giving me these stats.
What just happened?
The answer to Tati Trivia is pizza, a flat bread eaten in the Middle East. Remember, guys, check out my sister's podcast, A to Z with Ari, where she shares about 2 things of what she likes about every letter in the alphabet. And she's going to be interviewing people about it. It is super cool. She's been working so hard on it. And she would really enjoy the support. And I think you would really enjoy the podcast itself. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time on Tati's Top 10.